The word of the Lord from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for our gospel proclamation is the Holy Gospel of St. Matthew that I just finished reading for you and serves as the basis of our theme for this Nativity of our Lord Christmas Eve service, the Babe of Bethlehem. Well, we have waited since Thanksgiving for this beautiful evening. The presents, the family gathering together, the decorations, the lights, and of course, the candlelight service tonight. But I know many of you have been waiting much longer than that, and I call you the Christmas in July crowd. For those of you who do not understand what I mean by that, let me explain. There are some people that love Christmas so much, they will brave the crowds at the Biltmore Lodge in North Carolina to see the beautiful Christmas decorations. Or they will drag their families into New York City to see the incredible Rockefeller Center. Or as we witnessed it firsthand in Korea for my family, they will travel from all over South Korea to Seoul to see the Christmas Miracle Mile with the amazing lights on the trees and the department store windows with incredible Christmas dioramas in them. While most of us would be happy to see the parade on TV, this crowd will brave the cold to be streetside when the floats go by. While most of us would be happy with patio fireplace s'mores, they will pilgrimage to the Gaylord Palms to see the Peanuts Christmas. While most of us will be happy to sleep in on Christmas Day to do nothing but enjoy the extra day off from work, they will make sure everyone is dressed appropriately for their annual Christmas card picture and sit at the ornately decorated dining room table that only gets used once a year to eat the Christmas goose, honey-baked ham, or, my favorite, turducken. And if they, by some tragedy of scheduling, can't have all the family present in December, by golly, this crowd will find another day in the year, even if it is July, to do everything they can to have that celebratory feeling of Christmas right there and then with everyone. Then there is the Christmas movie crowd. Whether you are the Hallmark movie fans or the movies like Christmas Story, Elf, It's a Wonderful Life, The Grinch, Christmas Vacation, and of course, the most famous and obviously Christmas movie of all time, Die Hard. Whatever the family favorite is, I'm sure you watch it every year together, because it just wouldn't be Christmas without said movie. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was laughing about the 1983 epic, A Christmas Story, with Pastor Moore. As I was thinking about the great line, "You'll shoot your eye out." Hester Moore looked at me like I had lost my marbles, to which I asked him, "Haven't you ever seen A Christmas Story with little Ralphie and his Red Ryder BB gun?" He replied curtly, "No, and why would I want to do that?" "Because," I shot back, "it's a classic Christmas movie." To which Pastor Moore, seemingly prepared for my standard defense of this endearing movie, said, "It's not about Christmas." I gotta tell you, immediately, I was offended. Everyone loves those movies, as well as a host of others, I'm sure he would say is not about Christmas either. And I must admit, while he was abrasive, condescending, uppity, and all around rude to the spirit of Christmas, he's not wrong. Even though they talk about Santa Claus, angels, and giving, literally none of them are really about Christmas. With one solitary exception that I'm aware of, although I'm sure you will tell me about others I'm not aware of after worship. And that is the Charlie Brown Christmas with Linus' famous soliloquy at the end of the movie, where he directly quotes Luke chapter 2 and promptly says, following me, "That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown." Thanks, Charles Schulz. You nailed it. Or let's be honest. Thanks be to God that his gospel message of salvation for the world came through his Jesus, son Jesus, actually nailed it. And he used the Apostle Matthew to speak that truth to us this evening of lights. The first light being revealed to Joseph, who simply saw it for what it was and did what any reasonably good man would do. To be sure, he was wrong that Mary was unfaithful. She absolutely was not, for the Christ child in her womb was placed there by the Holy Spirit and not by another man that lay with her. But Joseph, in his ignorance, was still willing to spare her the penalty of death for her perceived infidelity. For no woman had a child before marriage that was allowed to live. In fact, Deuteronomy 22 specifies that the penalty was stoning to death for said sin. So Joseph compassionately, lovingly, and quietly set about to spare her that painful death, a symbol of the same love, compassion, and quiet way the baby in her womb would one day go to the cross for the sins of the whole world. But before Joseph could go down the dark, pragmatic point of no return and divorce, the angel of the Lord came and shed light on the truth of what happened to Mary and how Joseph would continue his betrothment and raise Jesus as his own as steward for the Heavenly Father's Son. But more importantly, Joseph and the Virgin Mary learned that what was begotten of the Father's love in Mary was his eternal and divine Son, the long-promised Messiah that would redeem God's people, the eternal Savior from sin. And as the LSB perfectly summarizes this important truth, says, Joseph serves as a model for believers. Before he knew the reason for his wife's pregnancy, he wanted to treat her justly but mercifully. However, when God's angel reveals the unique miracle of a virginal conception, Joseph believes and he fulfills the responsibilities by marrying his betrothed and raising Jesus. Some people struggle to believe the virgin birth, but it takes no more faith for us to believe than it did for Joseph. In fact, we have the evidence of Joseph's testimony to help us. He saw and believed that God can do what he promises. Likewise, the Holy Spirit works faith in our hearts to believe that God can do anything good and that Jesus is both truly God and man. I know that most of us think the true meaning and purpose of Christmas is the food, the family, the generosity, and the spirit of goodwill on earth today. The problem is that we see that dream shattered all too often, and no amount of decorations, family gatherings, and generosity can cover the fact that so many never experienced Christmas like that at all. Rather, many people experience the opposite of that, even on Christmas. But Joseph and Mary show us today that it is the Holy Spirit that put Jesus in the world whom we celebrate tonight. It is the Holy Family we remember who were faithful in their duty to the Heavenly Father's Son. And it is our churches today that provide the real food for eternal living that demonstrates the real generosity comes in the form of a baby that would a short 33 years later die for the sins of the world so no sinner would die that believed in his generosity to them. This is the true meaning of Christmas Eve. This is the spirit of Christmas time. And this is the only peace the world can ever achieve. It already has, because we know and believe in the babe of Bethlehem. Amen. Now may that peace which surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus always. Amen.